This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. He is Bahamas bound. What you going to be doing in Bahama?
Getting away from Mardi Gras.
That's one way to do it without having to get a snow outfit. You going to bring your fly rod?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I'm a bonefish. I'm a group of fish, maybe hog snapper if I can. I get out and just get away with the family a little bit. Take a little break.
Who do you fish with down there? Is this someone that comes to your place and, you know, you go down there?
No. Normally when I go just to fish, I'll go either to Great Harbor Key or I'll go to Dead Man's Key. Dead Man's Key, there's a famous guy down there named Sammy Knowles. He's old like me, and I'll go with him and his gang. He's got a younger guy named Cartwright that we fish with, and both of them are very good. And then we go to Percy Duvall if we go to Great Harbor. Mm-hmm. But Great Harbor's got a lodge now, and now it's turned into more of a little touristy thing where they take you to a school of fish, and I don't like to throw into a school of fish. I want to pick fish and throw into them. It's a little harder.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you going solo, or you have someone accompanying you? Is Miss Bahamas going, or is she staying home to make sure the credit cards?
I got 17 accompaniments.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a big ordeal.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to have my little grandson with me, and I'm going to have me a good week with him. So
very good. Send some pictures of those bonefish, especially. We'd like to see them.
I'll tell you what, missing out a good week here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is. Tell me about what's going to be happening the next couple of days down there.
Well, the fishing's really good. I mean, the boys have just been slaying the reds. I mean, they've been having their way with the redfish. But now we're just warmed up a little bit. The trout are coming out of their lairs, and they're catching a few trout. And I wanted to go get on them yesterday, and I was so busy fixing stuff that I never got a chance to go do it.
Missed the fix it, yeah.
Yeah, ice machines and boats and stuff like that. So even the catfish, now's the time to catch catfish too. If you get those ponds and stuff, they're coming in to spawn for the next little while, they'll be in those, so you can really whack the catfish too if that's what you want to do. So you can kind of pick it. I mean, it's good, and the fish kill doesn't seem to be really hurting things. So I imagine some places are going to have it worse than others, but right now we're okay, especially on the east side. I mean, I didn't see any dead fish on the east side.
Mm-hmm. So what is your latest reading on the river level down there?
It's 12.9 right now. No, it's going to go to 13.1 in the next couple of days, and then it'll start falling out. So, it's 13 will get it coming in the parking lot. And then it'll start falling out after that. So, it looks normal. They got Davis Pond open right here and flowing in Lake Cotawatchee. They only got it about 6,000. It flows 10,500. They got it flowing about 6,000. So, that always helps Lake Cotawatchee and, that area. If they could keep it flowing a while, at least we'll get our grass back in there. But I don't think normally they'll cut it off in March because of the brown shrimp. The water will get too cold, and like to keep the water warm as to have that brown shrimp come in. So we'll see. We'll see. We need it.
What has been the hot bait this week for you guys catching those reds?
Dead shrimp.
Oh, geez. Well, no wonder you didn't go. You weren't fixing things. You didn't
no, right.
On your
dead. No way. No way. But again, right now, I'm using a small bait. You know, the water's still cold. The shrimp are still little. I use the Z-Man Slim Swim. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it happen because they just it's just small. And everything they've eaten is small. So the pogies are still offshore. So you just have to wait the next full moon, everything will change. It's the 25th. Miss Carmen's ducks will come home. She'll just have a yard full of ducks when she wakes up on the 25th, and she'll be happy. And then the specks and everything will start moving toward the outside again, and the trout will come out there when the layers will start heading to the bay. So everything happens on the 25th of this month.
March 25th. Mark it down on the calendar. Going to be a big day.
Yeah, she don't ever believe me. I said, baby, ducks will be here in the morning. How you know? I said, baby, we'll just open the curtains in the morning. Your ducks will be there. How'd you know? Okay. So, yeah, that's a good time of year because that's just everything starts changing and the bay starts moving around and, you know, everything starts heading toward the beach and in the bays. And then we have our summer hat pattern after that. So it's every year it's a cyclical thing. You just got to follow it around.
Have you talked to anybody or maybe did a little bit yourself of bass fishing down there? Every now and then I get people wanting to know about how the bass action is down there. Now when the duck season closed, you know, they open up the refuge down there for bass fishing.
Yeah, I've been seeing a couple of bass boats, but I hadn't talked to any of those guys. You know, at 13-1, that's pretty stout. You have to really get back in some ponds to catch them when it's that high. But, you know, the bass weren't that good last year compared to normal. You know, I don't know if we had some salt water come in with the couple of those big storms or the salt water just, you know, I don't know. But, you know, you used to be able to go down there and catch 100 real easy.
Yeah.
And last year, it wasn't like that for them guys. Mm-hmm. So we'll wait. It's New Year's. It's a good high river. It's the first good high river we had. You know, if it stays up right here for a little while, it'll help out.
Yeah. Well, it's always, you know, flipping the canes, pulling them out of the canes is a trick down there.
You know, I don't like to do that. You know, it's like cane pole fishing. I like to back off the bank and, you know, where they have their boats, that's where I'm throwing a finesse worm with a real light, ultralight rod. And there's a little grass bed. And as it comes off that secondary ledge, boom, right there. That's because that way I can fight them and they can jump. And everybody look at me like I'm stupid, but that's what I like.
I know you love that bass fishing. Well, Ryan, while you're gone, tell them how to get you in case they need to get you when you get back. Or are you taking your phone with you to the Bahamas?
You know I'm going to have my phone with me. It's booking season. Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111 anytime, and I'll answer that phone. Or they can go to Cajun Fishing Adventures and check it out. Really, it's booking up really good this year. And even duck season's starting already. But I can't really book duck season because we don't know what the date's going to be yet.
Yeah, true. So you're going to be back in town next Saturday, or you're going to be calling from the Bahamas?
I'll be in the Bahamas. I think that's might be traveling there the 8th. I think I'm coming home. Mm-hmm. So whatever. I'm answering the phone either way.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
All right, my friend.
Take it easy. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.